This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Mike Murray.
Well, a lot of people were really upset by Rolling Stone's cover last week, which featured Boston bombing suspect Jahar Tsarnaev. And there are a lot of complaints that Rolling Stone made him look like a rock star, maybe made him look sympathetic with this photo that's on the cover of the magazine. Mike, I suspect you're either a Rolling Stone subscriber or you did at one time subscribe to that magazine. What are your thoughts as you look at that cover?
Well, I just... First and foremost, I never have subscribed to Rolling Stone, but I've looked at quite a few
issues. My apologies.
That's okay. No, it's all right. I've looked at quite a few issues through the years, and you know, it's come and gone and so forth. The immediate thing I thought of was the old Dr. Hook song, you know, on the cover of the Rolling Stone. But I guess, you know, when people would say that, you know, if somebody was to criticize Rolling Stone for having a picture of Tsarnaev on the cover, you know, accuse them of making him a rock star, it would only be by association, because that's what you usually see on the cover of the Rolling Stone is somebody mm-hmm. who's popular in the field of music now. So, but certainly I think, you know, that's sort of a knee-jerk reaction without thinking about you know, the actual substance of what's inside the magazine. So I think probably critics who are dumping on the Rolling Stone because they have this, you know, this young terrorist on the cover, they're probably just jumping to conclusions before they really know what they're talking about. So,
yeah, the New York Times editorial board has actually come out and backed Rolling Stone, pointed out this photo has been used by the New York Times and by others, and there didn't seem to be this reaction. Perhaps it's just a matter of it being on the cover rather than being within the magazine with the story itself, perhaps, Lisa.
Yeah, because Rolling Stone covers are usually, they usually are rock stars, so the critics are saying they're making him look like a rock star. But the New York Times editorial you alluded to mentions that they also use the word monster next to the picture. Mm-hmm. And I heard an interview with an editor from Rolling Stone mm-hmm. who said that the intent of the putting him on the cover and the story was was to explore why someone who seemed like a normal, likable kid with a good childhood and lots of friends, why he would turn into a terrorist. And so that was the purpose of putting him on the cover.
I think it's very important to see something like that. You know, my first reaction when I saw the photo was that he did. He looked like a rock star. He looked like somebody in youth culture. And then you read and you see who it is. And I think we want to think of people like this, someone who would, you know, place bombs at a place like the Boston Marathon. Yeah. That they're a monster and they couldn't possibly be like us. But it's important to see someone who looks like it could be any you know, anyone you might know did something like this, Mike.
Yeah. The thing about the photo that the Rolling Stone used is, you know, Tsarnaev looks like, you know, it looks kind of like a high school yearbook mugshot, sort of. Mm-hmm. You know, he seems like a nice young man, you know, and then to read about what he did. Well, there's a discontinuity there, you know, that I think probably the Rolling Stone is trying to draw out, you know, by having this, you know, rather innocuous photo, slightly soft focus and all this kind of thing on the cover, and then monster next to it, you know. You know, what does a monster look like after all? So that's what they're trying to point out, I think.
There's certainly the potential that a monster could look like you or me or the kid next door.
Sure.
You never know.
A lot of stories in journalism, if you're a journalist long enough, you realize things aren't black and white.
Yeah.
People aren't all evil or good, and a lot of stories are gray. They're complicated.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you mentioned the colors because, you know, it's not like a Hollywood movie where the bad guys are dressed in black and you hear this ominous music when they come on screen. You don't get that in real life. Unfortunately, those clues aren't always there for you.
Mm-hmm. But certainly the editors had to know that this would be a provocative cover. and this will probably end up selling more issues of Rolling Stone. But I also read in another article, this is kind of a tangent, but a police photographer from Massachusetts was so angered by the Rolling Stone cover that he released police photos of Tsarnaev when he was captured in the boat, when he was bleeding. They were pretty graphic pictures, and released them to Boston Magazine without authorization, and they got published, and now he's in trouble. But that's the kind of emotional reaction it's provoked.
Well, there's nothing wrong with seeing those types of photos either. I think it's important to see the consequences of your actions when you do something outrageous like that.
Well, you know, one thing I'd add is, you know, in defense of the Rolling Stone, I'm backing the Rolling Stone on this thing because it's just, it's not that big a deal, really, I don't think. But a lot of people have been upset by it because of what Tsarnaev did. But you know, think of the number of magazines through the years that have had controversial, you know, downright, right down, evil people on the cover. You know, I mean, Saddam Hussein's been on Newsweek. I know I saw that. Waiting for the Dentist some years ago. Adolf Hitler was on the cover of Life magazine and so forth, and so, you know, the list goes on and on. So
that's a good point. And the New York Times editorial points out that Rolling Stone had Charles Manson on its cover.
There you go. So,
and that probably did not elicit the sort of response that this did.
I'm sure it was... some different, even if he had his little swastika tattoo, you know. I don't know if he did or not on the cover, but...
And we should mention, you know, there have been people who want to boycott Rolling Stone now, and they've been condemned politically, and I guess someone has even promised to buy as many copies as possible just so he can burn them all. I wish people would get I wish they would look into the issue a little bit more and read what Rolling Stone has to say about Tsarnaev and look into the reporting a little bit more instead of just responding so angrily to the cover shot.
Yeah, Walgreens and CVS are refusing to sell it. And
Again, what a weird thing to think of other people who have been on magazine covers. Or even some of these idiotic reality TV stars who are on magazine covers. Americans should be upset about that.
I agree. You know, this is a much ado about nothing, kind of. And it's just an automatic, thoughtless reaction, I think, you know, that a lot of people have had to the cover without really thinking about, you know. Where the Rolling Stone is going to go. I mean, I know where they're going to go with the story. And I think people who read it regularly just know that this is maybe a little bit provocative, but there's more to it than just what's on the cover of the magazine. So,
All right. With that, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.